Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
Let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yep.
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Hey, I'm Mark, and Visa Prepaid opened a new world for me. In my new world, I'm calling the shots with my money. I'm paying my bills online fast. My money's where I need it. With Visa Prepaid, I'm shopping online and getting what I need. I'm working hard, playing hard, and being there for the people that need me. And that's a new world for me.
Go open a new world with Visa Prepaid. More people go with Visa.
Available at Ace Cash Express. Reloadable Visa Prepaid card issued by MetaBank. Member FDIC. Bill payment fees, other transaction fees, and conditions apply.
The new 2012 Kia Soul. It's a new way to roll. To learn more, visit your St. Louis area Kia retailers or go to mykiastlouis.com for details.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
Can I do your back, honey?
I've already done my back.
Can I do your front?
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Peon, you have a spider crawling right up your sleeve.
Where? April 30th.
Oh, man.
See what I did?
Got me again.
Can't do that after today.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. Hey, look who's here, Tina Dalpiez.
Hello, everybody.
Hey.
Looking beautiful.
Just got back in town.
As usual. You did?
Mm-hmm.
Where were you?
Nashville, Tennessee.
Really?
Yes. I'd never been there.
Have you been inducted into the Grand Ole Opry?
Yep.
You're right.
Yep.
Well, I'd like to hear about it, so what do you say we just kick it off with the Burke segment, and the first contributor would be back from the music capital of the world, Nashville, Tennessee, Tina Dalpiez. Why were you there?
Thank you, Frank. Went down to see a concert last night at the Ryman Theater. It's this big
been,
old...
Been there. Been on really? Stage there.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
I don't want to talk about it.
Burst my bubble.
I don't want to talk about it.
Well, I could have had a photo on stage for $10.
Really?
Yeah, they have a tour, and then you can get, for an extra $10, you can have your photo taken on the stage. It was really nice.
Do they have any idea that you are more than capable of actually being on that stage and singing?
Really?
Better than many of the performers who've been on there?
Yeah. Well, thank you.
They had no idea.
No, they did not.
Or they'd never
just thought
you
were just a random
just another tourist.
Goer.
Yeah.
But it was very nice. That it was the Tedeschi Trucks Band, 11-piece band that's just incredible.
11.
Probably 11 of the some of the most talented people in the entire world.
Whoa!
On one stage.
Pretty big stage.
Yeah. Well, you had to be there. I had never been to Nashville, and there's the district, I guess, the downtown district, and it's bar after bar after bar, and we're not talking big bars. We're talking, I don't even know how to describe it, like the Drunken Fish over there. That would
30,
be
30, 40 people? That's all of
Well, they're deep.
Yeah.
So they're all crowded in. There are a lot of smoking. They have a lot of places that still have smoking. And the thing is, some of them didn't even have their windows open, or, well, not open. They didn't have windows in the front. I guess somehow they come off, or I'm not really sure. But there's a band in every single bar. So,
it's like New Orleans.
Say, I guess, because we're like
Street.
In this mall, there would have been 40 bars just in this little area, and each one had a band going at the same time.
Isn't that kind of like Beale Street in Memphis?
I've never been there.
And Bourbon Street in New Orleans. the same kind of thing.
But they play all day. This was during the middle of the day, and then they're open till 3 a.m. Ugh. But most of them were country bands, of course.
What, in Nashville?
Yeah.
That's weird.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and a lot of them sounded really good. And, you know, I made the comment, like, wow, I'm surprised these people don't try out for American Idol or something. But I guess a lot of people with talent go there thinking that they may be discovered or something.
Oh, sure they do.
Oh, the Pernikoff brothers go down there a lot. They've gone down there a couple times, and they've even cut a couple albums down there, I think.
That's the other thing. There's Music Row. It's just these residential streets, and they were formerly homes, I suppose, but it's recording studio after recording studio.
Yeah, what, a lot, of people name in the what book. A lot of people don't realize, though, it's not just country music recording. Rappers, rock stars, I mean, mm-hmm. they all
gospel,
go
all
to
it.
Nashville to record just because they have such tremendous studios. And if anybody thinks it's all country music, maybe most of the performing that's there is country, but the recording business, mm-hmm. I mean, symphonies recorded in Nashville. It's
but they have
deal.
That gigantic stadium down there where they play hockey. I can't remember the name of it. I took a photo. It's right smack in the middle of downtown. And
where the Predators
they have
play.
Schools, right? Yeah, where the Predators play. And then we
where
went
the deer and the antelope play.
Yeah,
uh-huh, we saw that where the Titans play. It's right by the river. It's just a pretty cool place.
Doesn't mean like you're getting ready to move to Nashville.
Ah. Did you go by, because I stayed there, went to the Opryland Hotel. Did you guys go by there at all?
No, but I've stayed in the Opryland Hotel years and years ago.
It's
we had a
unbelievable.
Convention there.
It's like its own city.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, see, it may have been the old Opryland. I really don't know.
Well,
a long time ago.
Well, there's only one Opryland Hotel. And when,
oh,
and
really?
From the
oh,
time
okay.
it opened, well, yeah, it was... Again, I think people say, well, we're going to stay at the Opryland Hotel. They think, oh, man, Barnwood, you know.
No.
And Cracker Barrel. No. This place is like the Hyatt Regency.
It's a modern hotel.
It's incredible.
And there was, if I recall, there was an amusement park nearby, too.
Right. Opryland is a, yeah. There's an amusement park called Opryland. It's
oh,
the
okay.
Opryland, like, it's a Six Flags type thing.
It's been quite a while. But on the drive down, I made a couple observations.
I'd like to hear them.
Yeah,
when you get
sure.
into Paducah, there's a road you can get off of called Husband Road. And I thought, wouldn't that be kind of interesting to have an entire neighborhood? You could have, like, Husband Road,
Ex-wife
Ex-Husband Road.
Road,
Wife Road, Ex-Wife Road.
Mistress Road.
Yeah, all of those. There you go. When we were getting gas, this truck pulled through.
From what, beans?
Yeah.
No.
Gasoline. This truck pulled through, and it had these signs in the back, and it said, decorative pillows designed with truckers and guys in mind. And it had a picture of, you know how they have, like, the outline of a naked girl? It's a silhouette.
Right.
Yeah. You know, not a Playboy.
Those
bunny,
are real big
something.
On truck mud flaps.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, it's
are.
That one. But it's like,
and she's always
wow.
on her knees with her arch or back.
Uh-huh. I'm not yeah. sure what kind of decorative pillows they were, but it was for truckers and guys.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing we talked about was GPS. You know how people don't know how to make change anymore because the cash register does it, and people don't remember phone numbers anymore because
right.
it's all in your phone.
Right.
Pretty soon, I guess kids these days won't know how to read a map. They will have never even seen a map.
Yeah, you don't
cases.
Need it anymore.
Or MapQuest. I still do MapQuest all the time.
Yeah.
Because, you know, just like phone numbers, you don't remember them because they're in your phone.
Right.
Because you don't have to.
Right. So I always remember how I got someplace because I have the directions. But if you had a GPS, wouldn't you just not really even pay attention as to how you got there?
You're talking to the wrong person because I don't pay attention anyway. I cannot go to the same... If I went somewhere last week, I can't... I have no idea how to get there today. I'm horrible. Horrible. Yeah, I have no sense of...
I almost always remember.
Navigate.
But I would just think if you didn't pay attention and you were just watching that little box there... You'd never know how you got somewhere.
You know what's
well,
right?
you'll
it's
really
like,
only
but
use
it's
it,
like,
though, somewhere you go once every six
no,
months.
No, you're
or...
wrong. I know people who become so dependent on it, they use it in town. It's like spell check. There's no reason to know how to spell because, you know, you don't have
but
to
like,
worry about spelling.
But somewhere you go once a week, you're not going to use the GPS every time.
Be careful. I do.
Yeah.
I used it today to get here. I used it to come to work today.
But it was a really, really fun weekend. We left on Saturday morning and drove in today. I've been home for about an hour or so.
Well, it sounds like that's a good report on that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Now, next time you go further east. You've been to the Smoky Mountains?
Ooh.
Yes. And we met a couple from England. Yeah. Which, you know, I love to talk like that. But they had flown in. They had never seen New York. She's like, I've never seen New York. I'm like, me neither. She's like, and then we, oh, they flew in through San Francisco. And I'm like, I've never seen that.
Oh.
And then she said, and we drove through Yosemite. I'm like, I've never seen that. And then
but
we came.
But you thought, what, are you in prison?
I know.
Yeah.
They came here to see all these things that I've never seen. They were going to Nashville. They were going to New Orleans. They were going to New York City.
Holy cow.
I said, how much luggage do you have? She said, that's the thing. You got to cram it all in one, and you don't know if you're
different weathers.
Packing for, yeah,
but
warm
There are people who love to travel. My wife loves to travel. She can't get enough of, I want to see this, and I want to see that, mm-hmm. places she's never seen. I am the absolute opposite. I can't stand to travel. I could stay in the same town for the rest of my life.
I
could. Give me a toy to play with. And good air conditioning and a hot shower, and I'm okay.
If I was rich, I would just go constantly.
Oh no, that's
yeah,
her.
That's what I would
that's
do.
That's my
too.
Wife. She'd be packed, ready to go every day. She just loves. We met over the weekend a guy from Italy. Now he's been here for several years, but he had to die because he had to read his like a summer thing on the TV. I mean, he really had it. And man, my wife starts talking to this guy, and I could just tell. She was
to
ready to pack for Italy. No, we're not. You know, I've never been to Europe. I told her before we die, if we make it another 10, 15 years,
marriage-wise,
and live that long, I will cave in if we can, and I'll do one European thing for, you know, a couple of weeks. But I don't have any desire. If you said, where do you want to go? I have no idea. I know I don't want to go to France. Okay, I don't care anything about it. Italy, okay, because I like spaghetti. Okay, I know that's really ridiculous.
Yeah, they have a whole lot of different things there.
Austria, Switzerland, I'm sure is pretty.
I'd like Austria.
But I've never been to Alaska. I've still never seen Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
So
I hear that's
places
beautiful.
Places in the part of the United States I need to see.
Yeah,
you know, they have
Alaskan
a park.
Cruises,
I'm sorry,
cool.
They have a park in Nashville, and they built the replica of the Parthenon.
Like, yes.
Who would have thought to come to Nashville
to, yeah,
and build the Parthenon?
I know. It's an interesting place.
That's like going to, say, Omaha, and they have a replica of the Eiffel Tower or something.
Now, if you had gone to Hendersonville, Tennessee, which is right outside Nashville,
mm-hmm.
literally, and I'm not exaggerating, there are probably 30 of the biggest names in country music that all live within a mile of each other.
Ooh,
in Hendersonville.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Hendersonville is the suburb with all the big Alan Jackson.
How would you know? Do they have tours or something?
Oh, no. That's been that way for years. Johnny Cash's house was in Hendersonville. That's just been... It's sort of like... it just became... You know how a lot of these movie stars live in Connecticut? Well, we have our Connecticut home.
Right.
This
Greenwich.
This just kind of became, and it makes sense because it's outside of the, you know, the music capital of the world, especially mm-hmm. country music. And Hendersonville just sort of became the area these people live in. You know, the Tammy Wynettes when she was alive, and I can't even begin to tell you, just lots of them live there. But you know, you would go there. If you went there, you wouldn't
know.
You're not going to go up anybody's driveway. They're gated.
Well, in Los Angeles or
Beverly Hills,
don't they have tours where you can drive by?
Yeah, they do.
Homes?
But you'll be, you know, at the edge of the driveway.
So all you can see is the gate.
Yeah, you see the gate and part of the house. That's it. So
that's so fun.
Yeah, they need a tour where you get to go and have dinner with them.
Yeah, like, let me in your house.
Is Mr. Travolta home? And the tour goes in and sit down at the dinner table. Now you got something. Anything else?
I think that's it for me.
Well, you sound like you had a great time.
It was very nice.
We're glad you didn't decide to stay there. We're glad you didn't get discovered.
Yeah.
In Nashville.
I don't think
anybody else for the Burke segment? Dan, you got a minute to join us for the Burke segment?
I do.
Okay. Dan's on the phone, as usual. Go ahead, Peon, while we wait for Dan.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I got back in town yesterday, too. I was out of town. Yeah, I went out of town and came back in town all the same day. But we did... one of our trips. We haven't been able to go in a while. I think it's been a year or something.
Now, for those who don't know, you and your wife like to discover everything there is to discover within 3 hours of St. Louis.
Yes, exactly.
You have this sort of Missouri-Illinois thing you've had going.
Right. So we decided we hit two places that we had not been yet. Burfordville Missouri.
Never heard of it.
Burford.
Burfordville and Marble Hill.
Never heard of that either.
Mm-mm. Yeah, so we went to Burfordville first, which has the oldest covered bridge in Missouri.
Well, it's that still... sounds exciting.
Yeah.
You know, that's like that. What was that horrible movie Clint Eastwood was in? Oh, Meryl Streep, The Bridges of Madison County.
Yes.
Woo! What a horrible movie.
I want to do that one day in Indiana.
And what do? You drive there and you stop and you go, well, there it is, the covered bridge.
It's nice, too, because the covered bridge is by this old mill. It's the Bollinger Mill. And you can go in that. And it used to be a grist mill, you know, that used to, back in the day, they grind wheat down and everything. So it's good the mill's there, too, because, yeah, but it's nice. It's a huge park area, so you can't drive over the bridge anymore. You can just walk over it. But we got to see the mill.
You know that for as young as you two are, you're taking old people.
Very bizarre.
Yeah, you are.
You're taking the trips of old people.
You sound like
write
Bill Cleveland.
Small town.
I understand.
No, write a book called Old at Heart.
Well, there were a lot of family. I mean, there were a lot of younger families in their 30s and 40s there because some people were fishing.
They were there accompanying their great grandparents.
No, they were fishing along. There's a little by the mill there. You can pick a couple
the
people fishing. The old mill stream.
By the old mill stream where I first met you with your eyes so blue and your what? What's the rest of it?
I don't know.
And you're something, too.
All I know is that the old mill stream, that's the only thing.
Wow.
Good.
That was good.
Go ahead, Tian.
So then after Burfordville, we went to Marble Hill, and that has the they have a Museum of Natural History there. It's in Bollinger County as
What's
well.
What's in it?
Well, they have a lot of replicas in there, but it is they have a replica of the only dinosaur that's ever been found in Missouri.
See, I don't like replicas.
So you know, it's tough, yeah. It's
I
want to
look at something and think, oh, that's it. That's the real thing.
Like if you go to Mastodon State Park, don't they have, that's real bones and stuff, right?
I would think so. What, they're mastodons? All just still in the, yeah, I'm and not they, sure. I've never been there, I don't think.
Oh, you haven't?
Is that Elfin Rock? That's not Elfin
Rock. No. Mastodon State Park is down 55 just past Imperial.
I'm trying to remember. I don't know if I've been there or not. But yeah, well, I mean, with dinosaurs and all the big
was
museums.
Was it the whole dinosaur, the whole big thing?
Yeah, it was a replica of it. Yeah, it was full size. It was scale. They had a replica of some dinosaur droppings there. You could check out too.
What killed off those things? Do we know?
Nobody really knows for sure yet.
If anything should ever be able to survive, it would be a dinosaur. They can eat anything. They can beat up and kill any other animal. They could just take over. I think I'll take this territory.
Right. Well, what was it for the longest time? Was what they say the tar pits or something? Didn't they say that? And then a meteor was supposed to hit and killed all their food source. Yeah, nobody really knows yet. But yeah, so we got to do that, and so it was fun. It was down. It's down south on 55. Then we came back up through Fredericktown and Farmington and everything. So, yeah, it was a good trip.
That sure sounds exciting.
Yes.
You made me want to go, right? You made me want to get up and walk out of here right
now. I can
now.
See right now. You want
to see that museum.
Hey, did you guys get pictures of the covered bridge and put
it
on
Facebook?
Oh, I do.
Yeah, no, I'll have to share.
See them?
Yes, you cannot see them. I will share our album on our Facebook page today. And speaking of our Facebook page, this is my second part of the Burke segment. I want to play this audio. This is a video I put up today on the Facebook page, facebook.com/AM and the PM. It is a grandma and grandpa. Okay. They are via Skype. They are giving a wedding toast and marriage advice to the new, I think it's a grandson or whoever, or a grandchild, and they've been married for 72 years.
Now, is this something that I'm not aware of that's replacing the wedding cake? Is wedding toast now? Is that what
Well, you know, have
make,
you ever seen
toast?
That wedding videos where
he didn't
somebody,
even get it. He didn't
no,
even see what
I
did there.
I thought you were
with a little butter and
you know, it's like those they used to back in the camcorder days when they go around and everybody with a microphone would give a toast. Right. But so this is, I guess they couldn't be there for the wedding, so they did it via computer.
So who's doing the toasting?
It's the grandma and grandpa.
Of the bride or the groom?
I'm not sure. It was a grandchild, I think. But 72 years of marriage, so I don't think we need to.
Hello, everybody.
We are
so happy that you all are together and witnessing my Michael's
and Sue's
wedding.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mike and Sue, I'd love to give you 5 tips to a long and healthy marriage. Number 1, be good to each other. I agree.
Can you stop?
This is number two.
You know what this sounds exactly like? What? Some Stiller and Mira routine.
Yes.
Like a comedy routine.
It does.
This is hilarious. Go ahead.
Make sure that you have food in your Frigidaire because you do not want to be hungry or starve.
In your Frigidaire.
Number three, help each other in every way financially.
Amen. Yes.
Financially.
Amen. Put away a couple of dollars. Or whatever makes, put away a couple of dollars.
Listen to me.
That's what we did.
That's
saved
what we
up
did.
By putting away one of the salaries, which I'm telling you. No, I shouldn't say that.
No.
And I shouldn't say it.
Number four. Always keep a clean house.
Yes.
Make sure that your laundry is done, that your kitchen is clean.
Yes.
And this too would help you
Wait a minute. Why don't you tell him that I throw things on the floor because it falls on the floor and you yell at me very much.
Everything. You tell him, buddy.
You drop something.
You tell her.
Don't do this. Don't do that.
But you have to wait for me to tell you to pick it up, Kenny.
Yeah.
I don't know why I drop it.
Hey, stop a second. This is so great because you're two old people telling them how to have a happy marriage and they're fighting
over that.
Beautiful.
Well, if that's the worst it gets after 72 years, that's pretty good.
That is
if you really want to have a happy marriage and you both want to get together and be with each other, travel. Go on
travel.
To as many places that you can to be together.
So you and Angela on the right track.
And you got to watch your husband, though, because on one of the trips in Italy, I remember Kenny was flirting with one of the ladies at the...
At the pool. Surprised. She
didn't have a top on, and there he was standing over her like she died.
I told somebody to take a picture of me.
And we did.
Because I had an erection.
So that's number four.
Number five.
Number five. Just don't argue with each other.
Like you're doing.
If your wife...
I don't argue with you.
No, you do argue.
You always pick on me.
Well,
but we never...
If I didn't argue with you and if I didn't fight you with you, we wouldn't be there together.
That's
for
right.
How many years?
72 years.
Wow.
But here we are, the two of us together.
We went to bed happy.
Yeah.
After our fights.
Yeah.
That's because we were tired of fighting.
No.
Mike and Sue, we'd like to wish you a long and happy marriage.
We are now making a toast
to the bride and groom for a long and happy marriage.
And then they give each other a kiss, too, at the end of the
video. I like
how
it goes so beautiful.
Oh, my goodness.
They're laughing after the kiss.
She's laughing because he can't get it up.
We're some no
I haven't kissed him like that in 25 years.
So that is up on the
that
Facebook.
That was fantastic.
Yes. It's very, very entertaining.
I bet
to watch.
It's even better when you see him.
Yes, it is. Oh. It is. So that is on the page.
And every time you see a comedy routine about old people, why is it that it's these people? It's that New York accent. No, I'm not kidding. And if it's just even a mobster, gangster, they've always got... It's never somebody that sounds like from St. Louis.
No.
Or Memphis. It's always...
It makes it more humorous,
it
I
does.
Think, the accent. Yeah.
It does. They wouldn't have been that funny if they weren't from Long Island.
Right.
Where the heck they're from. All right. That was very good. Well done, Peon.
Thank you so much.
Peon's contribution to the Facebook page. And again, you can see them as well as hear them, those old people, at facebook.com/AM and the PM. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk to you. Dawn Meadows-Dixon will join us next hour. This hour, you can jump in, and we'll talk about anything you want to talk about. How's that? How's that for an open-ended a show, which essentially is a show with no plan, no planning? And that's why we'll talk about anything. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. we have a couple of guys who have been part of this show for, I lose track. Mark and Jason, what do you think? 14 years?
I would guess.
We've been here 15. 13 of that 15, easily, they've been part of the show. And I wish I should be better at keeping track of when advertisers came on, because we have some that are, they deserve to be in some kind of advertising hall of fame. And Mark and Jason would be right in there. And it is such a pleasure to work with people who understand how advertising works. It doesn't work by doing it 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, and quitting. It works, one, if it's good advertising and it's done right, and you give it time to work. So a round of applause for Mark Reardon and Jason Becker,
yeah,
who've been with us for at least 13 years, and they are doing very, very well. You know, sometimes advertisers won't tell you if they're doing well because they're afraid you'll raise their rates. Mm-hmm. I'm serious.
Mm-hmm.
Over the years, I've had people, how's business? Well, it was like that guy in New York. It could be better, you know, but it's okay. They just want, you know what? Mark and Jason are thrilled to let us know business is great. And I'll get a call, usually more from Mark than from Jason, saying, hey, we just had a new client join us and because of the show. And he'll call me sometimes, and you know what's funny, what I think is a good thing, he never differentiates between the $25,000 investor and the $3 million investor. He's just thrilled that through the show they got another client, a new client. And whether you have the $25,000 minimum to invest or you have $25 million, believe me, they would love to talk to you too. And they have that and everything in between. And what they do is financial advice. In its simplest form, that's what they do. Now, if I tried to explain what that means, I couldn't do it because I'm not in that business, but it means based on what you tell them, based on your lifestyle, your income, what you think the future looks like, not necessarily just what kind of retirement you want, but how healthy are your parents? How unhealthy are your parents? What's the likelihood you may have to support your parents? What's the likelihood that of your kids, maybe you have two, maybe you have six, of them having to come back and depend on you and live with you? And there's a lot of that going on now too. All that stuff enters into financial advice, and all of that will help them determine what's the best thing for you to do with your $25,000 or more. It starts with you calling them and setting up a meeting. You have to make it start. After that meeting, you can end the whole relationship or you can carry on. That's up to you. All we ask is that even if you have a financial advisor, you may very well meet with these guys and go, wow, they told us stuff that our current advisor never told us. It starts here. MarkandJason.com.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. Really not that much going on. They've just cleared a stalled vehicle from westbound 70 before I-70, and all that lane is open. Eastbound 44 after Grand, you've got a disabled vehicle. It looks like they're moving that off to the right shoulder. Southbound 270 still looks pretty good. You're on your way from Olive down through Doherty Ferry, and then on westbound 40, just a little bit slow as you approach McCausland, and again from 270 through Mason. This traffic report is brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. Make a stop at St. Louis Bread Company, part of your morning routine. Always grilled to order breakfast sandwich or a delicious panini for lunch. Visit St. Louis Bread Company today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Let's go!
The Redbirds are back.
Well, then who's on first?
Yes.
You mean the fellow's name?
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
I'm asking you.
Want the inside scoop on all things Cardinals? Text cards to 84126 and you'll be in the know from the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, I'm Joe Nevins, president of Smart Wholesale Lending. We've all heard the news about the Smart Loan, and lots of homeowners just like you have been calling and asking the questions. Will this help me? Can this save me money? Can you help me today? And the answer is yes, yes, and yes. And with fixed rates in the threes, no closing costs, and no payments until the end of the summer, it's never been easier to save you money. Call us today about the Smart Loan, 314-821-9898. 821-9898. I know refinancing your home or buying a home can be one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. At Smart Wholesale Lending, we understand that. It's our promise to make sure you get the best mortgage possible. And with fixed rates in the threes, no closing costs, and no payments until the end of the summer, the time is now. Call us today at 314-821-9898, 821-9898, or apply online at smartwholesalelending.com.
All of your hopes and all of your dreams and all that you need to help you succeed is Smart Wholesale Lending.
NMLS number 257970.
If you want to relieve your joint discomfort, why wouldn't you try the joint supplement that's the number one seller in GNC stores? Especially since right now, you can get a complimentary two-week sample just by calling 1-800-700-9884. Instaflex is GNC's number one seller because it's the first complete joint relief solution scientifically designed to help you feel better fast. Instaflex has everything you need to start feeling relief in just a few days. And right now, you can receive a complimentary two-week sample just by calling 1-800-700-9884. With its advanced, clinically researched ingredients, fast-acting Instaflex has everything you need to start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Everything, that is, except a price tag. Get your complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex now while supplies last. Instaflex is the number one joint solution at GNC and available at Rite Aid, too. But you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-700-9884. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-700-9884.
Jim is 38, mortgage, married, three great kids. He wants to protect his family with a $500,000 term life insurance policy. What do you think it will cost him? $100 a month? $60? $40? Actually, none of the above. Jim is in excellent health and can get a 10-year $500,000 policy through SelectQuote for under $18 a month. Jim's wife, Deirdre, 36, and also in great health, can get a 10-year $500,000 policy for under $16 a month. See how much you can save.
For a free quote, call 1-800-600-6754. That's 1-800-600-6754. 1-800-600-6754. Or go to SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, it's the roofer from Lane House Construction. If you have damage from the storm and need emergency repair, call Lane House Construction. We can get you tarped or boarded very quickly, normally within 24 hours or sooner. So remember, for storm damage, call Lane House Construction. Roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. Or emergency repair. In St. Louis, 314-845-2166. Or in St. Peter's at 636-724-2000. Area-wide, 866-546-ROOF. Or on the web at lanehouseconstruction.com.
Problem, you're sneezing, wheezing, it's dusty, yuck. Think you can have a clean, healthy home with a portable air purifier? You think wrong, my friend, because that only solves the problems in one room. With an April Air Cleaner, you'll capture teensy tiny particles in every room of your home. Your heating and cooling specialist installs it and, it's clean, it's healthy. Enjoy whole home air quality solutions only with April Air.
Call Hoffman Brothers Heating and Air Conditioning, serving the St. Louis metro area. Or visit HoffmanBROS.com.
Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, and this is a pop quiz. What's the best way to find out what your auto policy covers? A, smash your car up and see how much your insurance pays, or B, talk to a highly trained farmer's agent and see if you have the coverage you want? The answer is B. Please don't attempt A. That's just crazy town.
If you want answers about auto insurance, you want a farmer's agent. Find yours at farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
Coverage not available in all states.
All right, we are going to take your calls in mere seconds. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. In 2 weeks, 2 weeks from today, our lead-in will be this guy who's going to be starting, Marvin Kilroy. He's a... What's his name?
I think it's Martin Kilroy.
He kills coin.
What kind of name is that?
I don't know.
So he came in here today to say hello. So get him in here next week and chat with him and, you know, see what he's made of. See if he's tough enough to work here. So good luck, Marvin. Welcome aboard.
Martin.
What is it?
Martin.
Okay. Off we go to the phones. Steve, you're on. How are you?
I'm just fine, guys. AM and the PM.
Thank you very much. Hallelujah. What can we do for you?
I enjoyed Tina's little travel adventure story. I wanted to tell her if she'd have gone a little bit further south, she could go to John Daniel's place in Lynchburg.
Oh, the whiskey place.
Oh, it's wonderful. I evidently signed up for something when I was there, and I get a letter from one of their squires now that I own a square inch of Lynchburg, and it's a cute little letter that you get about every 6 months to tell you how things are going in the beautiful town of Lynchburg.
Yeah, Jack Daniels must employ just about everybody who lives in Lynchburg. I can't imagine what else there is.
Yeah, I asked one of the guys that gave us the tour, I said, how many people work here? And he looked me straight in the eye and he said, about half of them.
Yeah. You see, that's an old joke. You should have said to that guy, think of something more original. That's an old joke.
Well, I did notice in the stores they have, you know, all kinds of souvenirs, but there was a section for Elvis and a section for Jack Daniels.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
Well, you can't buy the whiskey in Lynchburg because it's a dry county.
Isn't that something?
That's amazing.
It's amazing, but it's a cute little place to go. So, Tina, if you ever get down there, run up to Lynchburg. You'll be impressed.
Okie dokie. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Thank you, Steve.
All right.
And I'm going to guess that Dan has messed this up. I'm guessing it's Kathleen, not Kathleen. Hello, Kathleen. How are you? Do I need to punch? Oh, yeah. It's right here.
You need to hit.
Hello, Kathleen.
Hi, Frank. I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
I just wanted to ring in and say that I am really hoping they don't decide to, like, axe everyone who's not sports or religious or doing rap. I can't tell you how much I enjoy this show.
Well, the show's days are numbered, Kathleen.
I'm afraid of that. I love
Well,
Joe
you're afraid
Hipperson,
of it. We're afraid of it, too. Yeah, we're afraid of it, too.
Yeah, Joe Hipperson, and then I really love Trish's and JC, I really loved it. I really have such a limited access to life right now. I can't sit, so it keeps me from being able to do a lot of things. But
now, without getting too personal, why can't you sit? Have you had surgery or something?
I had broken my back 20 years ago, and when I broke my legs, they fixed my legs, but I still couldn't walk. And finally, after swimming, an 85-year-old guy who had been in the concentration camps, Buchenwald, he had said that I should just have a picture of my back, and it was broken. So I had surgery, and now I can't sit.
Forever?
It's been a year. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
You can't sit?
How can you possibly?
Do you just lay or stand?
I can write upside down, and I can paint standing. I can lay and stand.
No, hold on. Write upside down. I missed something.
I have a pen that can write upside down while I'm writing.
Oh, you're laying down and you like write upside down.
Oh.
Well, I don't like to. It's just like can't sit. So.
How do you get places?
I have to lay in the back seat.
Wow.
That's like cool. Driving Miss Daisy.
So you are literally upright or on your back. There's no bending at all. You can't.
I can bend. I can't. I just can't
sit down. So you could bend over and pick up something if you drop.
Oh yeah, I swim, and that I think really really helps.
Yeah, but that surely awesome. Hopefully this is not permanent. What do they tell you?
I've already had 3 injections to try to help with the pain, which is the maximum they can give. So really, it's kind of. I have had migraines since I was 5, and I thought I was Superman. And I went flying down the hallway on a tricycle, wearing my little cape with the ducky diaper pin, and I flew until about the 3rd step, and then I had a left frontal concussion and migraine since I was 5.
Well, hopefully this is temporary, and we hope you'll be able to sit down one of these days. That's a horrible thing to go through.
You wouldn't believe how I never ever thought I'd hear a doctor say, try to sit more.
Yeah, I'd love to hear that.
Yeah.
Try to sit more, try to watch more TV, try to eat more. I'm looking for that doctor.
Yeah.
So hearing what your wife had been through, I really empathize because nothing's worse than being in pain, and a lot of people just don't understand.
No, my wife had spinal fusion, and they in one procedure, they went in through her stomach and moved her organs aside and did the fusion plates, screws, whatever, then turned her over, went in the back and did more. And I want to check, though, Kathleen, with a couple of other doctors, because my wife has told me since that she can't get her legs apart for some reason, that she says it's the back surgery.
I think that's a personal issue,
well,
actually. I think there's a psychological block there.
Some other kind of fusion.
Yeah, I'm not...
Not spinal.
She said, I can't do that. That's too hard on my back. If I
think it's
those
are the V.
Yeah. That's exactly right. Well, Kathleen, feel better, and thank you for making us part of your life. I appreciate
it. Love hearing you talk. Thank you so much.
All right, Kathleen.
Bye.
Let me tell you something. There are some people out there that go through some... I have a friend who had a mini stroke about, I want to say, a year ago, year and a half ago. You know how when your foot's going to sleep, that needles thing? Mm-hmm. His whole right side of his body has that tingling.
Oh, thing. All the time?
All the time.
Oh, man.
And they say it'll probably always do that.
Oh,
now,
man.
Now, how do you
put up with that?
How do you get used to that? I am such a baby. I would just constantly be complaining about it. But he doesn't. He's a better man than I am that way. Hello, Harry.
Hello, Frank. How are you? I'm still AM and the PM.
Well, of course you are. And you always will be.
Yeah, you got... Well, I feel sorry for that lady. I told my wife, we may not be rich, but we're healthy, and that means the whole thing about life, I think.
It means a lot. I don't care how much money you have. If you can't sit down or you're in constant pain, it doesn't matter.
That is a shame. This is kind of a stupid subject, but... how come I can't tell the difference in cars nowadays, like back in the 40s and
Well, 50s? Here's why, because they all look the same.
Yeah,
the SUVs pretty much look the same, the crossovers look the same, and a lot of the cars look the same. The angles, the lines are the same.
I imagine it's all that aerodynamic stuff, but back in the 50s and 60s when we were young guys, I could tell a Cadillac from a Ford and a Chevy from a Plymouth or a Nash or whatever, and I thought... Because I had a 75 Eldorado at one time, and I said, you don't see nothing like that anymore.
Well, Harry, you're not going to see that again. that was another time, and those days are over. And once somebody does break out with a new look, within 2 years, eight other car makers have a car that looks just like that.
Yeah. Whatever happened to that Viper that you supposedly have?
Never had a Viper.
Oh, never. I thought you told us one time you won a Viper.
No, a Prowler.
Oh, a Prowler. Okay, right. That's it. Okay, that's about it.
But all right,
Harry. You guys have a good week.
All right, check in anytime. Thank you, Harry.
I saw one of those pink Cadillacs today. It has been a long time.
I cannot believe you said this. I saw a pink Cadillac 2 days ago. It was a Cadillac CTS. It was pink, and on the back it had Mary Kay.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. I was going to say that today.
I didn't think they...
I was going
to...
No,
you
I was going
to... sell a lot of Mary Kay to get one of those.
I was going to mention that today, that I saw it in a grocery store parking lot. Do you know what model it was? I bet it was a CTS.
I have
It was
idea.
The chiseled, squared, angular, four-door, their basic mid-level sedan.
Probably.
Yeah. And honest to goodness, when I saw it, I thought, well, it has to be Mary Kay, because they don't make
pink.
White
interior.
Yeah. And there it was, Mary Kay. And at first I thought, well, Dan finally got back into Mary Kay.
Yeah.
And I thought he couldn't possibly have done well enough to have gotten a pink Cadillac.
No.
And we had a lady who told us the story of what you had to do to get to that level, and then I think...
There's a lot.
Doesn't Mary Kay have the cars... Painted.
At one point, you got like a Grand Am, the medium one, if you didn't sell quite enough to get to the Cadillac.
Nah, that's no good. Go for the pink Cadillac.
And
here's the problem with the pink Cadillac. If your husband ever has to borrow your car, if you're married,
it was a guy driving it. His wife was sitting in the passenger.
Oh, man.
I know. I kind of thought that.
Well, you
too.
Know why
like,
his wife was with him? Because he insisted, I want my wife with me if I'm driving a pink car. I don't want to be a man alone driving a pink car.
Unless he's selling it. You never know.
And that could be, too. All right, let's talk about pain, since Kathleen called. And, man, I feel so sorry for Kathleen. The Good Feed stores can't help Kathleen. They can't help everybody. Sometimes there are just things that are so far beyond any sort of simple solution. But there are lots of people, thousands and thousands of people, who thought they were going to have long-term therapy, long-term medication, some kind of surgery, and they realized they didn't have to have that at all. All they needed was a trip to the Good Feed store. And there are three places you can make that trip. I will tell you where they are in the St. Louis area after I remind you that if you don't mind spending 30 minutes to find out if this is the answer, then boy, do we have great news for you. And I don't think they'd care if it took 3 hours to figure it out. When you're in pain, And I don't know, look, I certainly don't have any firsthand experience with the kind of excruciating pain a lot of people go through, but I do have and have had in my life chronic pain that wouldn't go away. I have a situation now where it looks like it's something that's never going to go away. And a good feet can't help it because it's not orthopedic in nature. But when you find a solution to pain that's not temporary, it would be worth any amount that the vendor wanted to charge. In this case, you're talking about the Good Feet stores for people who, and I think a lot of people avoid or just discount it or write it off thinking, well, I'm not going to go in there because my neck hurts. What's that have to do with my neck? It has a lot to do with it. A lot of times, neck ache, knee pain, back pain, hips, headaches, are coming from something that's wrong with the way you are standing, you're walking. There's an imbalance there, and that's why Good Feet created these inserts. If they find the magic one, the right one for you, you're going to know it before you walk out of the store. You're going to get up and walk around in that store and make a sound like this. Finally. And then you know you found it. If that doesn't happen, what have you lost? 30, 40 minutes. I'm hoping it will. Good Feet store. You can go to goodfeetstlouis.com or you can go visit any of these three locations. On Olive, just west of 270 across from Friday's. In South County on Union Road across from Macy's. And in Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's. The Good Feet stores.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks, Tina. Just a little bit heavier now on southbound 270 between Manchester and Doherty Ferry, and westbound 40 getting slow between Hampton and McCausland. This traffic report brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. On the way to work, stop by St. Louis Bread Company for a steak and egg breakfast sandwich in the morning, or try the spicy crunch of a Cuban chicken panini for lunch, only at St. Louis Bread Company. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Receive an extra $1,000 off your new Nissan purchase when you trade in your current vehicle now at West County Nissan. Plus, get $5,000 off Altimas, or lease one for just $189 per month. Muranos, $8,000 off or $299 per month. And Maximas, $8,500 off or just $279 per month. West County Nissan, located just 1 mile west of Highway 141 on Manchester Road in Baldwin. For more, go to westcountynissan.com. In lieu of all rebates and incentives, financing through NMAC on in-stock units only. 39-month lease, DTNL included. 12,000 per year miles. Pricing per month, $29.95 down.
Bring your ideas to life at the Art Institute of St. Louis. Visit stlouis.artinstitutes.edu or call 1-800-411-3474.